But stock market today, all stocks in the U.S. closed sharply lower Friday after the latest unemployment figures raised concerns about the strength of the economic recovery. New worries emerged that the debt in Europe was spreading. Dow fell below 10,000, closing with a loss of 324 points, 3.16. So ugly day on Wall Street, which brings us to your TSP. And your TSP snapshot, just like a roller coaster, the Thrift Savings Plan has had its ups, and now it's had its downs. Last month, the TSP experienced its first downturn in more than a year. But analysts say it's not time for feds with their retirement funds to panic, at least not yet. No, it shouldn't panic. It's long term, right?
Right.
Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. There he is. He joins us now with our monthly feature, TSP Snapshot. Max.
Well, Chris, our guest analyst this month, looking at the month of May for the TSP, is Paul Juracek with the Merit Price Financial Services in Bethesda. And as you say, not time to panic yet. We looked into the factors that drove down the TSP for the month of May.
All the stock funds really got whacked big time. The C fund was down almost 8%, the S fund down about 7.5%, and the I fund down 11.2% for the month. So big drops, big drops.
Paul, to what do you attribute these drops? What kind of factors were involved?
Well, there are several things. Let's start with the one that should be of the least concern to everyone, and that is that after a year or 14 months of going straight up, the stock market took a breather. And when you have raging bull markets, it's very typical for the market to have a slight correction along the way. So part of it could be thought of as being just a correction. That's a healthy thing. If prices are running ahead of where they belong, it helps adjust back. So That's a healthy thing. Number two, early in the month, we had the so-called flash crash, where the Dow dropped basically 1,000 points in 15 minutes and came back 700 at the same time. That scared everyone half to death. And perhaps most frightening about all of it is they still have not identified the exact cause of what made that happen. But with that being said, I think that made people leery of stocks in general. So what you saw was the C fund, which tracks the S&P, took a big plunge, and actually for the month ended up exactly the same as the S&P 500, down 7.99%. The S fund went down 7.5, but it is still the only one of the stock funds that's positive for the year. It's still up 6.5% for the year. And the I fund dropped 11.2, and that could be attributed to a lot of things like what's going on in Europe. Greece has gotten all the publicity. And one thing that came to me when I was preparing for the phone call was index funds have their place, and all in all, they can do pretty well. But last month, you saw the downside to index funds.
What did you see last month over in the L?
Well, in the L funds last month, the 2040, which is the most aggressive, about 85% stocks, was down 7%. Voila. Just about what the S&P index was. And if you take 85% of the S&P index, you get minus 6.8, and it was down 6.97. And they went in lockstep, the 2030 down just over 6, the 2020 down 4.98, the 2010 down 1.64, and the income fund down 1.5. So last month, they were all down, and that's just because all your stock market indices were down. And even though the income fund only contains, I believe it's about 20% stocks, that's still 20% going down 8%. So that's a minus 1.6 factor in the overall return of the fund. So they did what they're supposed to do. Their returns were less than a pure stock fund and less than a pure bond fund, which they should be since they're diversified. And I'm still a big fan of them. I think that the 2030 and 2020 funds are good funds to be in for long-term investors. And if I were in the government, I'd probably have half my money in 2020, half in 2030, and then I wouldn't worry about it anymore.
So interesting insights into the TSP from Paul Juracek at Ameriprise Financial Services in Bethesda. He's our guest analyst this month for TSP Snapshot. Interesting thing he told me, Chris, is that the ELF fund, because it's sort of spread out among the different funds of the TSP, the regular indexed funds of the TSP, it's sort of a nice opportunity for you to spread out your risk. And it's actually quite a good cushion when you get a month like May, when the TSP goes down, because the rate of descent in the TSP in the ELF fund is a lot less than in the other funds. So the idea is that you spread your risk out and you get into some of these other funds, like he was saying. If anybody would like to listen to this again, by the way, it's available on federalnewsradio.com.
Very nice. It's just hard in days like today where the Dow falls about 300, more than 300 points.
Sure.
All 30 components down. I mean, it's one of those gut check moments that mm-hmm. you have to say, okay, are we in this for the long term, or
that's right.
You know what? And it's just, it becomes difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to resist that urge to do something. It's actually yeah. much harder when you're dealing with your personal investments to just sit and say, I'm in this for the long term. I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to pick up the phone and call my broker yeah. and make wholesale changes in my investment portfolio. Hang in there. It's going to get better. I mean, as Paul mentioned, the past 14 months, the TSP has shown almost upward growth. And so you had to have a month where the stock market would come down. There's going to be some correction, and then it sort of evens itself out over time.
And as you mentioned, if I also were a Fed, those L funds, I think, are just delightful. You get mm-hmm. to, what's the old phrase, set it and forget it.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about the day-to-day fluctuations. They reallocate the way that it's going to be.
Absolutely right.